Well, it's so awesome to be here with you guys this morning. Pastor Joanna ran right over first thing to covet my shoes. Hallelujah. I picked them especially because I'm coming home. There's no place like home. Hallelujah. And it's so good to be here with all of you this morning. It's just such an exciting time in the Lord, isn't it? So many things are happening all around us. Bad things and good things. Hallelujah. The good things outweigh the bad. But you know, the bad things have to happen for all the good things to come to the surface. So God is at work behind every scene and every scheme. God is at work. It doesn't seem like it really seems. You have to look past what you're seeing in the natural to see what God is doing in the spirit. This morning, I saw the hands of a big clock, and they were moving very quickly. I knew the clock was the eternal timekeeper and that things in the natural were beginning to move very quickly ahead. And I felt that some things were actually past time and some things were now. Now. Not going to come, but now. We're in the now season. We are in a now time, not just a moment in time, but we're in the now time. I knew that the Lord was quickening the time between the release of his promise and the fulfillment of them. So if you've got a promise from the Lord on your heart and you're waiting, it's coming soon. And it's coming sooner than you think. Just keep pressing in. I know sometimes it's hard to press in because there's so much happening around us. But this is a pressing in season. And as you press in, that promise is going to come to pass. God's word is true. And he said he was accelerating the time, and he's going to restore and bring new life, quickening and picking up our pace, bringing fresh hope in the realization of the promise fulfilled. A tree of hope is being revealed right now, and we are going to begin to see our lives through the eyes of God. How about that perspective? Let's look through God's eyes. Let's not be caught up in man-made perspective that is not based in truth. But let's look at the perspective through God's eyes that's always based in the truth. God's getting ready to revive old dreams. He's bringing dead dreams to life, and he's restoring everything that was stolen from his bride in this now time. Everything that's been stolen, you know what? The devil owes us. And God is going to make sure that we are paid in full. I saw the clock and it quickened again and it was bringing forth the fullness of time. The timetable of God. And there's a new resolve in that to press in and to let go of whatever was hindering us or stopping us. It's not the time to be hindered. Let go of the old and press into the new. We need to let go of old mindsets and behaviors in the body of Christ because we're in a now season. And God is, in this hour, he's revealing a lot of things even in our hearts. We're in a season of exposure right now. But God is also exposing what is still happening in all of us so that we can move past who we were to who he wants us to be. We all still hang on to some things, you know. Well, I like to hang on a mood and have a bad attitude. Sometimes I'm just downright rude. But Jesus knows a better way. Come on, God is restoring in us when he sees in us and allows us to see what's still going on in us. And God wants to change us. I saw people lining up at the starting line. And they were in their own lane and they were getting ready for the starting gun to sound. But the Lord said in that moment, position yourself in the position you take against your other runners. Because that will make all the difference in this hour. How we treat one another is a big deal to God. Unity is not just something we talk about. It's something we need to aspire to be. Because without unity, we can't have the fullness of time and the fullness of God. He said, no one else is responsible for your race. Your behavior is not contingent on someone else's. Amen? Your behavior is your own. The Lord said, don't lay blame and put unrealistic expectations on others or try to make the race easier for yourself. Run it with dignity and grace and you'll win your race. He said, everyone has a race to run and the way you run it makes you the winner. The way you respect the other runners. the way you're called to run your own race, but you're called to run alongside. He's breaking codependency in this hour and establishing total dependency on him. The Lord said, this is the hour, this is the moment. I saw the clock stop just after the 10, and I knew that we were going to be tested on every level. But in that, he will establish his fullness, his purpose, and his government in our life. And as we continue to stand firm in him, not moved by the natural things around us, he said, pathways void of obstacles will lead us to somewhere in his path. And as we walk in the narrow way of holiness and accountability, we will overcome and continue with joy. We will embrace his race on his terms, and we shall receive the prize. He said, keep your eyes on me. Your suddenly has just begun, and acceleration has come. Time to fasten your seatbelts for the spiritual ride of a lifetime, for the process will bring the promise to fulfillment quickly as you allow him to continue to process you in the midst of it. Be caught up in the whirlwinds in this hour and allow me to take away everything you no longer need and bring to you all the things that you need in me and establish your identity in the solution that I am and never embrace the promise again or the problem again, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Dr. Russ. He likes my shoes too.
It's a wonderful place, and you're doing the work of ministry. I'm going to talk to you today about a subject that is leadership oriented, because most of you are involved in some form of ministry, helping ministry, outreach ministry, the functions that you're doing, being equipped and empowered. So I'm going to talk to you about vision and talk to you about what God wants to do in this season to keep us in line. Let's lift our hearts to the Lord. Wonderful Jesus, we just thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. It's your face that we long for, your heart that we seek. Fill this temple, Lord, with your glory. Give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church in our generation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to talk to you a little bit about seasons, because we're in quite the season right now. Pastor Maeve mentioned something about seasons. It says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which was planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. The object is for us to bring our heart into alignment with the heart of God. So many people in this hour, in the final days, the things that are troubling the church more than anything else are distraction and strife,
Yes. Offense.
These are three things that are causing problems within the body of Christ. And we have to set our hearts and know how to fight, know how to do battle, know how to do war. I know you have a strong intercessory prayer group at both the churches here. And it's so important. And you know what? We just had, how many of you enjoyed the worship?
Yes.
Give them a great big hand. Whatever you do, don't take that for granted.
Right.
I get to a lot of places and that tabernacle worship, that freedom, that liberty, to be able to hear the voice of the Lord, to see people flagging and dancing and whatever they're doing. It's beautiful to have that freedom in the midst of what we're doing. You know, there's a time for each and everything, and one of the things the enemy's using right now more than anything is distraction. He's trying to distract us from the purposes and the plan of God that's on our life. What we need to do is keep our eye on the prize. Now, when I tell you about that, the great prize that we need to keep our eye on, I don't know about you, but the thing that I want more than anything else is when I hear that trumpet sound and he says, "Enter in, good and faithful servant."
Yes.
And that's the real deal.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
right? All the other things are wonderful. But one of the things I see when people begin to get distracted, when they begin to get weary, not just weary in well-doing, but they wear themselves down, the enemy uses that as a plan to try to wear us down. Most of the time, that's because we didn't keep our eye on the vision. Because the vision of God will give us, will energize us, will strengthen us. It'll bring you back. It'll make it, if when you dig into that vision, it'll give you energy that you don't have. Because it's the vision that God has for you. Now, when we talk about vision, you have to talk about personal vision. God has a vision for each and every one of us. He has a plan for our lives. But he also has a corporate vision for Eagle Worldwide Ministries, a corporate vision for the Hamilton Hub, corporate vision for the Kingsway. You know, their group vision. He has a plan and a vision for the United States. Even though it doesn't show up in end time prophecy, by the way. If somebody's telling you they see the United States in end time prophecy, it doesn't show up.
That's right.
I tell you, we're headed into a season now where even the elect, if they can be deceived,
they will be deceived.
Yeah. Deception's very strong right now. Distraction, it's everywhere around you. It's on the media. It's in our workplace, marketplace, in the schools. It's in the political system. These distractions will take you from your moment and take you from your purpose and your plan in God. Staying focused is a huge deal. It says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1, "I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved." The only place you're going to really find the purpose and the plan of God in your heart and for your life is in the heart of God. You're not going to find it. I'm not saying a prophetic word isn't a wonderful thing to bring confirmation, and you need that. But when you're looking for what is it that God has for you, he called you for something very specific. It's in his heart. You have a place in his heart. And that's the place that we need to go, that place of intimacy, that place of relationship with the right kind of questions. Like, "Lord, what do you have for me in this season? What should I put my hand to in this moment?" Because you know what? Life is fleeing like the field on fire. Here today, gone tomorrow. We've all seen it over the last 7 to 10 years. Let's keep our eye focused on the prize. That when we get there, it's good and faithful serving. Good and faithful.
Amen.
I like what Paul said. He said, "I was not unfaithful to the vision." I want to be faithful to the vision that God has for me. I'm not responsible for the vision that God has for you unless we're in a corporate setting. If there's a vision for this place, I need to capture the vision. for the house. What is the vision? If you don't know the vision, dig in, look around. You can tell just by the announcements that go up and the things that we do here to feed the hungry, to reach out to people. I don't know if you know how amazing that is. So many people and so many churches are moving out of the inner city. Obviously, you could do a lot better out in the suburbs. But you know, we're called here to feed the hungry, right, to house the homeless. And now, one of the things that I see you're doing that I'm really excited about is to help me to amalgamate the new people that come into the country, whether it's with language or tradition or custom. You know, they can't help but come with their own custom, their old customs. They're used to that. It's the same as we would be. I know, because I was an alien. Now I'm a citizen. Glory to God. But I came with the attitude of a Yank. You know, we all have our history. But, you know, there's times and seasons, and they change. We can't focus on other people being our provider or the ministry being our provider. We have to know who Jehovah Jireh is. Right. He's the one that provides for us. Yeah. He's the one that has the seasons in his heart. He's the one that spoke to you. You heard God if you're saved. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you heard the Holy Spirit. Just as surely as we need to have a relationship with the Father, we need to have a relationship certainly with the Son, we need to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit to communicate with Him, to talk to Him. Ask Him the important questions that are on your mind, that are in your heart. As you're going through these trials and tribulations of life, and nobody avoids them. The rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. People say, well, I don't know how somebody could go through life without having Jesus. Me either. But I don't know why they wouldn't. You know what I mean? I don't understand. I don't even want to go to Tim Hortons without the Holy Ghost. Let alone, you know, try to go to the mission field. Try to go and do something in your staying focused, being able to function. Corporately, to catch that corporate vision is also very important. Yes, there's a vision for you. And how do you fit into the corporate one? And then how do you fit into the kingdom vision that God has of what He's doing all over the earth? Like right now, there's an acceleration of time, like Pastor may have said. Things are happening very quickly. He's also in the midst of a great falling away, an apostasy, not just in church, but a falling away from Christ in our society. He's also setting us up now, and the cry that's on his heart is to call in the remnant. There's a remnant. He always has a remnant. There's a remnant that he's calling on right now. Many of us know people who were part of this remnant, who were part of the church, who were part of those that's supposed to serve and to bring and to do. But one reason or another, they got distracted. Or they got discouraged, or they got deceived. And what we need to do is to stay focused. Stay focused on the prize. Yes. Stay focused on finishing well. Starting hard is easy. You're so excited emotionally when you start a new task, a new function, a new ministry. That's easy. But can you stay to the plow? Can you pass the test of time? that when the world's calling you with this, and you know, it never fails. When something big is ready to happen in your life, the enemy will open up a door, an opportunity for you, somehow or another, and normally he'll use someone close to you to share that with because you have respect for them. And next thing you know, you're talking about the things and more that you're doing more for the world than you're doing for him. I know that happens because I did that for a long time. Yeah. I scored more points in my own basket than I scored in his. And that's not the way it's supposed to work. Let's think about his house and building his house. Calling in the remnant. Evangelizing. Feeding the hungry. The things that you're doing. Don't grow weary in well doing. Amen. Stay focused on what God has for you. Look at the larger picture. The wonderful thing with us is that if a local church, independent church, 75, 100 people maybe average in Canada, and sometimes we think we're the only ones that worship like this. We're the only ones that are thinking like this. I want you to know that every one of the Eagle Worldwide, many of you have been to them. The Eagle Worldwide churches, we worship like this. We want to hear the voice of the Lord. We want to see the gifts of the Spirit. We want to experience the power of God and the presence of God. Partner together. Catch that corporate vision of what God has for this house, for this city. Don't be afraid to partner with people in the city. But pick your partners carefully. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on out there. And he's weeding the garden right now. But he's weeding and seeding at the same time. God's going to have his way in the end. And his bride that he's coming back for, that he's madly in love with, is going to be without spot or wrinkle. That time remnant is going to be about holiness. Holiness and righteousness, faithfulness, are not the things that you build church with. Hello? Get everybody's attention. Much would rather come in and get a pat on the back and a great encouragement. But you know, they're the things that get God's attention. Yes. You know, look at Cornelius in the book of Acts. His prayers and his alms went up a sweet scent to God. Didn't only get him blessed, but his whole family got blessed. You guys got family and friends that were part of church culture and church community. Maybe they got discouraged. Maybe they got hurt. The place to get healed is right back there. Right back in the church. Not somewhere else. You know, when you get out of line, you go right back to where you were. Anytime I find myself, you know, where I find myself away from what my focus is, I go back to where I was and focus on that and say, okay, let me get right back on track. Because it's real easy to be distracted. It's real easy to be motivated and excited by media, friends, things that are going on in the community. We're so full of entertainment in North America. And I know Canada is very different than the United States. Even though when I came here, I saw a lot of restaurants and stores. Of course, in Ontario, people speak English, so they spoke my language. But there's a huge difference in the United States and Canada. We're kissing cousins. You know what I mean? But there's a big difference. And that's when you're praying for unity, you want to pray that the United States and Canada stay together in a place of unity. That's so important right now. So important. For our own security and safety. America provides security and safety for all of North America. But it's not only that, the economic ties. You know, the things that are, that we need to really pray for unity in North America. Unity in Mexico. Mexico is part of it. If you look at North America, there's a bunch of North America. Hello?
Yes.
When I first came up here, the Lord gave me a dream. In the dream, I was flying. It means getting in the spirit. And I was flying around. And it was like uninhabited land, no people. All I saw were packs of different animals. And I stopped and landed, and they started to chase me, and I climbed up in a tree. I looked around, and he said, "What is this?" I said to the Lord, he said, "This is North America before man took care of it." He said, "There's a peace and there's a strength in North America, something special from God. If you haven't been to Israel, obviously you need to go to Israel. Something special happens to you when you go to Israel. But I want you to know that God has a plan and a purpose for North America. He's going to use us to ring the bell of freedom around the world. Freedom doesn't come without a price. Some people paid the biggest price of all and gave their lives so that we could be free in wars. But we need to make sure that we do our part now to stand up for freedom. I know it's a little bit more difficult here in Canada and a very different culture. But it's important that you stand up for your rights. It's important that you know your rights. I found a lot of Canadians don't even know their rights. We need to know our rights, and we need to stand up for them. Because if you don't, the system itself will take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Take them off of you. We need freedom and liberty. Freedom to worship, freedom to serve, freedom to speak. We need freedom. We need openness in government. Let's start praying for this, for the things that are really legitimately important right now. It's so easy to get tangled up with in your prayer life with the everyday things that are going on in your own life. But you want to hit some grand slams, when you go to prayer, just praise and worship. And then pray what it is that he lays on your heart. Because there's some big things. That in, from your prayer room, from your phone prayer, you could touch the nations of the world. There's no barriers. I love you, and we're changing seasons. This is a time to stay focused. Don't let people distract you. Don't let things discourage you. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Stand your ground. Stand up for what you believe in. And the Lord will do what we can't do. Let's lift our hearts to the Lord. Wonderful Jesus. We give you thanks and praise and honor and glory. We thank you that you're calling the remnant, and we hear your call, Lord. Here we are. Send us. Help us to stay focused in this season. You've given us all the weapons of warfare for us to be holy, to live holy. Help us to lift up holy hands as we climb the mount. Help us to worship you in the beauty of holiness. Holy Spirit, have your way in us. Lead us, guide us, direct us. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. One of the things you're going to see in this season is a great move of healing. Now, if you need healing today, there's healing in the house. We got a team that'll be praying for you. You know, sometimes we look to the leader and think, well, the leader or the speaker. But you know what? That's not it at all. We need to look beyond that to God. He's the healer. He's the only healer. It's so good to be with you today and to be here. We're going to be here for the next week or two.
Amen. Is this on? Oh, it's on. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There's so much in Dr. Russ. There is so much in him. He's a well that goes down and down and down. You fall in that well, you'll fall for days and days. There's a lot inside of him. I've known him for years. He's been a father to me. He's been good. My own dad was very fractured and tortured, and I've had healing through this man. He has a father's heart. And if you get to know him, you're going to see a father's heart, a heart that wants to lift you up, a heart that wants to launch you, and not just a little lob. He wants to throw the fastball. He wants to see you accelerate by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's his heart that I've seen consistently for years and years. Never changed, never wavered, never different. You always know what to expect. He's a dad. He'll kick you in the butt. He'll pat you on the back. He'll dust you off. He'll launch you into your destiny, and he'll bless you in the midst of it. He's a good man. So today, I just want to bless the man of God. I want to bless the apostle, the prophet, the dad, the father. I just want to bless Dr. Russ because I've seen him through the years. I've seen him, trust me, I've seen him, and he's walked this walk. None of us are perfect, but I've seen him steady and steadfast through all the years, through thick and thin. He doesn't stop. He just keeps going. So today, I just want to encourage you, let's give to the man of God and sow into what God is doing. Because when you sow into him, you sow into the gospel, you sow into the prophetic, you sow into the call of God, you sow even in your destiny and the destiny of what God is doing in this hour, even in the church. So we do have somewhere our slide, but we can give. Come up to the offering at the in the baskets. You can text to give. There's a e-transfer machine at the back. Those of you that are online, you can give just right where you're sitting, and I want to encourage you to do so. So let's just dig deep. Let's give a big Canadian thank you to our apostle, our prophet, our father in the spirit, Dr. Russ. So just bring up your offerings to the Lord. I'm going to grab my phone in a minute. And just let's go ahead and let's just give. And while everybody is lining up at the back, I just want to invite our prayer team. As Dr. Russ had said, that there is healing in the house and we have a prayer team. And I sense late breaking news coming up as we speak.
This is how he knows I have something to say. I had a vision during worship, and I just wanted to release it because I felt specifically that we needed to release it in and around Dr. Russ. But what I saw a battleship. It was a big battleship, and there had been an attack, and I saw three big major bombs that had come. But then I saw the ship turn. And I really felt the Lord saying, the ship is turning. Hallelujah. The ship is turning. And I feel like we just need, let's stretch our hands out towards Dr. Russ and Pastor Maeve. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless them, Father, because they have been such warriors. And when I say warriors, they've led the fleet. Lord, it hasn't just been them personally, but the attacks that they have launched against the enemy by launching all of us. Oh, it's been a great in the kingdom military effort. And so, Father, I thank you, oh God, for the stars and the stripes, Lord. I thank you. What I see is the admiral, shoulders of an admiral. And Dr. Russ, the Lord says you're an admiral. It's not just even those that individuals that you command, but it's fleets. And the Lord says, oh, the ship is turning. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you, oh God. We speak strength. We speak healing. We speak a new dimension of fire, a new dimension of revival. Oh, a new dimension coming around him, oh God. Father, I thank you that those of us, we are coming around him. And, Lord, there's so many more than us. Oh, Father, there's multitudes because he has touched the multitudes. Lord, he's been willing to be the hands and the feet of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you for that, oh God. And we thank you for the mass destruction that he has been causing to the enemy. Hallelujah. Oh, the mass destruction, Father, that you've caused him to raise up those that would do damage to the kingdom of darkness. And so, Father, we just declare, oh God, that the greatest days are ahead, oh God. Oh, that the latter days shall be greater than the former. And Lord, we release a blessing, God, a blessing over our spiritual father. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Father, we take authority over any curses and assignments that have come upon him in the name and through the blood of the Lord Jesus. And Father, I thank you in the name and through the blood, Lord, that there are great things ahead. Lord, we bless Pastor Maeve. Oh, Koshike, Pastor Derek and Pastor Joanna, come over for a minute. We bless them, Lord. We bless them. Oh, Koshike, Arabasondorobo Koshike. Let's pray in tongues. Come on. Oh, Rebeki Arabasondoroboko Sheke Herebekehe. Oh, Koshinkendere Mandarabakaha. Oh, Leashoko Hone Mandarabaseke Arabaka. Oh, Remindirabasondoroboko Sheke He. Oh, Lekeha. We take authority. Oh, Moshondoroboko Sheke over assignments from the pit of hell. And we thank you, oh God, for spiritual children, Lord, that are standing on assignment. Oh, they're guarding. They're in their place, oh God. Oh, komoshiki arabaka. We thank you for mantles, God. Mantles, 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 mantles of revival, Lord. Mantles. Oh, komoshiki arabase de di arabaka. Oh, the Lord says it's a new season. It's a new season that the mantle's been upon you, but the wind of the Spirit is coming even underneath those mantles. Fresh wind, fresh energy, fresh strength. And I see David's mighty men, and I hear the Lord saying that there's going to be those, oh, that they're assigned, they're assigned, they're assigned, they're on assignment to contend for you, to contend for you and with you. The Lord says you are not on your own. Oh, komondarabakashiki, but you have the mighty men and the mighty women. Oh, Jesus, around about you. Oh, koshiki arabaka. And the Lord says, even though the warfare has been great, woo, the spoils are going to be sweet. Hallelujah. The spoils are going to be sweet. Hallelujah. Fresh anointing, God. Fresh energy, fresh strength. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Oh, I just want to do something symbolic right now. Oh, komon, we have some oil somewhere. If somebody could get me some oil. Thank you, Lord. We're washing their feet, God. Oh, we're washing their feet today. Father, we're doing the prophetic act, God, where we're washing their feet. Jesus, help me get up after I do this. We're washing their feet, Lord. Oh, komonde de biki anamande de basundo de boko shiki. And we're anointing the feet, Lord. We're washing them. We're anointing them, God. We're washing off weariness. We're washing off assignments. We're washing off infirmity. We're washing, Lord. Oh, cool. It's a good thing you wore these today. These are the glory shoes. Woo! Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're washing, 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 washing. Pray. Come on, you guys. Pray, 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 pray. Come on, pray, pray. We're washing off the word curses. We're washing off anything that has been sent against them in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're washing right now. Every burden, every bit of heaviness right now, everything that's come against them, oh God, in the battle. Oh, we thank you that you're washing and washing, 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 washing. Break right now. Assignments, break right now. Assignments, break right now. Right now, right now. Assignments, break, 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 break. Oh, koboshe ki arabasondo de bakan de rabase ki arabaka. Oh, de beki arabasondo de boko de basin de beke de arabasondo de boko. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the new territory. Thank you, Jesus, for the next wave. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that the greater is coming. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for fresh oil. Thank you for fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil, Lord. Fresh oil, fresh oil. Thank you, Jesus. Where's that oil? Where is it? I just felt like we need to anoint the ears. Somebody help me with the priest. What did they use with the priest? They anointed their ears, their thumb. This is not anointing oil, but that's okay. Where's that? This is breath drops. It's fresh breath. Peppermint. Smells great. Yeah, you can have fresh breath and the oil of anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's anoint their ears. Hallelujah. Let's anoint their ears. Let's anoint their thumbs. And I forget what the other areas were. Hallelujah. Did I miss anything? Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Fresh anointing, God. Fresh anointing, Jesus. Thank you. And fresh breath. Fresh breath. Oh, hallelujah. Shoo. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you that the thumb represents the apostle. And Lord, we thank you that that point, that thumb is a touch point for every area of the fivefold. And Lord, I thank you that they're doing the touch points that you want them to do. Oh, Father, every assignment, the touch points, the touch points, the touch points, the touch points, the touch points of the people, the touch points of the nations, the touch points of the churches, the touch points of the leaders, the touch points of the presidents and the prime ministers, the touch points of those that they're called to. Oh, the touch points of the sons and the daughters. And that their hearing for this next season is everything that it needs to be. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fresh fire in every way.
Thank you, Lord. Dr. Ross, I saw you on my left when I was worshiping. I saw you on the left, and then I saw you move over to the right. And the Lord was saying, Dr. Russ, I saw you on the left side of the church, and then I saw you move over to the right side. And the Lord is saying that he's moving you. Even in this season, the Lord is saying that I'm going to take you from this place to that place. The Lord says the work is not done. The work is not done. The army of the Lord is being built up in this season. And the Lord says you're the general in the army. And the Lord says, even though you cannot go from place to place, you're going to be the one that sends them. The Lord says you're sending your children. You're sending them into the army. You're sending them into the nations. You're sending them to pray. You're sending them to prophesy. You're sending them as ambassadors, says the Lord. Even in corporations, the name of Eagle Worldwide will be great, even in businesses and corporations, says the Lord. For I have called you to send your sons and your daughters across the sea. I've called you to send them into the governmental systems. I've called you to send them in the medical system. The Lord says you're going to send them in the areas of education. And the Lord says you're going to see the name Eagle Worldwide Ministry across the globe. For the Lord says my plan is not finished. My plan is just beginning. The Lord says I am making a way for you where there seems to be no way. And yes, you shall stand in the nations. You shall stand on borders of the cities, and you shall declare, thus saith the Lord. And it's going to be not only through the prophets that you send and the apostles that you send, but the Lord says your feet are going to be touching down. I see you near the Mediterranean Sea. I see you near the Dead Sea. I see you in Israel. I see you in the Middle East. The Lord says it's not just going to be those you send, but you're going to go. And Pastor Maeve, I saw you. There are many women around you. The Lord says you're going to have such a great women's ministry across the nation. You're sending people to raise up the Deborahs. You're sending them to raise up the prophetic voices among the women, says the Lord. The Lord says what you have begun is just a seed, but the Lord says, I'm sowing you into the nations. I'm sowing you into the women in the Middle East, and I'm sowing your life even into the women in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, says the Lord. It's the beginning of what I have begun, says the Lord. And I'm calling you, daughter, to raise them up. Raise them up. Raise them up. For I am sending them into the field, says the Lord.
I saw just a confirming word. I saw a fleet, and I was up in the air. Saw a fleet of all these different ships, and they were all ready for war. And then I saw this launch and this gun fired, and as it came up toward me, it was a man. It was a man that was fired, and the Lord says, son, get ready, because even that is a multiplication anointing is even that I'm building even in the hour, says the Lord, for the many men and the many daughters, the many ones that you have raised up, says the Lord, get ready, because even my finger is on the button. I see a red button, says the Lord. The Lord says, this is the detonator button, and coming into the season of revival that we're in, says the Lord, I'm putting my finger on the button. I'm getting ready to detonate even that multiplication anointing going forward. Country after country, city after city, the Lord says, son, I've been keeping track of them. You haven't known where they've all gone, but I've known when they're all gone, and they've scattered all abroad, even as in the great days when they were scattered throughout Samaria. The gospel was scattered even around, and the Lord says, I've done a scattering. I've moved them to different nations and to different places. Get ready, says the Lord, because even that your best days are yet ahead, even through your sons and daughters.